God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The basis of today's message comes from our gospel reading from John chapter 12, especially verse 25. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Have you ever lost anything? I will admit, in all my traveling on the airplane, I've never lost a single piece of luggage. Not a single baggage, which is a wonderful blessing. I would imagine that, unfortunately, that it is difficult to lose your possessions, things that you may need for a particular trip. And those who do lose their baggage as they travel, they usually survive. They may be a little uncomfortable. Some adjustments have to be made, but they survive. In our text for today from John chapter 12, verse 25, Jesus asks, or sort of begs the question here, whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Not that Jesus was some sort of pessimist, that he wanted us to go ahead and hate every single aspect of our life. But no, it's he's asking it in a different way. Is what do you truly love? Do you truly love God above all things? Or do you truly love the things of this world so much that they are getting in your way of understanding who God is and his love and his forgiveness? We get attached to the things of this world, the events of this world, which ultimately hinder us from being attached to God. Now, to be fair, you know, there are some things, yes, we do appreciate, we do enjoy, and we can have them in a proper balance, knowing that, yes, God is our Savior. But when things consume us so much to the point that it weighs us down, it stops us from enjoying the life that God would give to us freely and wants us to have. For today's message, let's call this baggage. The attachment of the things of this world can be considered baggage. Baggage that weighs us down. Baggage, whether it's emotional baggage, physical baggage, mental baggage. One of the ways that some of this baggage weighs us down, especially in the area of spiritual life, is the concept of forgiveness. Are we truly able to forgive other people? Or has our heart become a little bit hardened when we think of someone's name and it pops into our mind and we get feelings of anger and frustration? And that's usually a sign that we're carrying a little bit of this forgiveness baggage or lack of forgiveness. What about the skeletons in our closet that sometimes haunt us? And because of those hauntings, it sort of brings us down in this life. Again, another type of baggage. Or maybe even baggage against God himself. Blaming God or casting our concerns and saying, okay, God, you could have solved my problem, but you didn't. Again, a type of baggage. People with this type of baggage are weighed down and have a hard time functioning of our life and also enjoying the gifts of God. Other types of baggage is that of loving other people. Can you love others? Can you truly be willing to give to others? One of the things I do on a very regular basis is I give blood. Every 2 months you will find me in LifeSource Blood Services laying down on the job, so to speak, giving blood. How do you give to other people? And if you're not giving to other people, then are you just clinging onto it, all of it, for yourself? If that's the case, is now the things of this life, your time, your energy, your resources, almost becoming another form of baggage? Jesus, in response to our baggage of sin, says he'll take care of it for us. You see, God doesn't want us to be weighed down by the things of this world. God doesn't want us to be weighed down by sin and unforgiveness. He doesn't want to be weighed down with frustrations and burdens. He wants us to be free, but yet we still live in a world of sin. But Christ does have the answer for that. Through his death and resurrection, we know that, yes, there is eternal life. There will be a place where we will not have any of this baggage, where there will be no more sin, nothing to weigh us down. That will be in heaven above. But until this time, God doesn't want us to be weighed down. And so Jesus has a response for us in verse 27 and 28 of our text. What happens when Jesus responds to the baggage of our sin that now he is going to bear? He says, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Jesus knows that in the days to come, because he's into the last week, he's going to have to suffer. He's going to have to die. He's going to bear the punishment of sin in our lives. He is taking on our baggage, and he's going to carry them to the cross and ultimately going to die. And with the weight of this upcoming event coming upon him, he's not looking forward to it. He even notes that his own soul is troubled. But he sort of says, "What shall I say? Father, rescue me from this hour." So in the midst of when the baggage of life is consuming us, what do we want? I'll pick up on Jesus' first set of words. "Father, save me from this hour." I really don't want to pick up the baggage of my sin. That's part of my human nature. And besides, Christ has already bore the weight and the baggage of my sin. I don't need to bear it. Fortunately for us, Jesus didn't give up. He didn't sit there and say, "Father, this is too much for me to bear." But he says, "For this purpose I have come to this hour." And I want to sit there and say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, because now you release me from this baggage. You take it off my shoulders. You make my burden light, my life easy." Jesus isn't suicidal at this point. He knows what his death is going to accomplish. It's going to accomplish the release of sin from us, the release of our burdens, the release of things that weigh us down. All because of Jesus' sacrifice. God is glorified by Jesus the Christ's sacrificial death that frees us from our baggage, the baggage that weighs us down, the baggage that separates us from God. As a result of Christ Jesus' sacrifice, we have eternal life. As a result of Jesus' sacrifice, we lose our baggage, so to speak. We lose the pain of sin and sufferings of death. But unfortunately, it's not just that easy. Some of you may be saying, "Aha, I was waiting for when Pastor was going to get to the point. What do I have to do?" Well, Christ Jesus did it all. Well, maybe not all. Yes, through his death and resurrection on the cross, he paid the price of sin. And he gives that relief to us, especially when we come to the baptismal font and we bear his name. Now God the Father sees us as his dearly beloved children. In baptism, we talk about the difference between the old Adam, or the old man within us, and the new man within us. The old man, old Adam, being under that weight of sin, carrying that baggage of sin. The new man within us, that new creation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, being lifted, being released from the weight of sin. But let me describe this as a boat. Let's say a small fishing boat that has an anchor. And you're in this boat, and now you're enjoying the freedom, except for you have this anchor. And so what do? The weight of sin and the baggage is sort of like that anchor. You throw it overboard, and what? It gets stuck in the rocks. It's down there at the bottom. It's now holding you back. Christ comes, and through baptism, what does he do? He sort of cuts that line, whether it be a chain or rope, and now you're free. But the old Adam that's still within us, however, is not 100% happy. We may be thinking, wait a minute, I paid an awful lot for that anchor. That cost me a lot of money. And what does our old Adam want to do? Our old Adam wants to dive back into the lake or into the river, swim down to the bottom, pick up that anchor and bring it back on board. It sounds strange, but that's what the baggage of sin in our lives does to us. We want to claim it. We want to say it's our own, just like if we ever lost any baggage while we were traveling. Yes, that's my clothes. That's my stuff. That's my things in that baggage. And if it's lost, part of me feels lost with it. But people, when they travel, if they truly lose a bag, yes, they might be uncomfortable for a period of time. Yes, some adjustments need to be made, but they survive. I don't know of any case where someone lost their baggage and died as a result of it. Needless to say, the struggle between that old Adam that's still within us and that new man that the Holy Spirit gives to us is engaged. That struggle over the baggage of our lives is going on. So even though Christ Jesus frees us from sin, death, and the devil, he frees us from the burden and weight of sin. He takes our baggage. That old Adam within us is running after that baggage and saying, I want it back. What do we do at this point? We come back to our Lord and Savior and say, Lord, give me strength. Help me to let it go. Help me to give it to you. What baggage in your life is slowing you down? Is stopping you from enjoying the wonderful blessings that God gives to you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Philip was asked by some Greeks, we want to see Jesus. Well, Jesus comes to us through the waters of holy baptism. He comes to us in his word. We want to see Jesus. He is the one who frees us from our sins. We want to see Jesus. We need to pick up the Bible passage. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. We want to see Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, through his word, through the sacraments, Jesus comes to you. The Jesus who comes, who frees you, who takes away the weight and burden of sin, who releases you from your baggage. So have you ever lost something? I hope and pray you did. I hope and pray that you lose the baggage and weight of sin that weighs us down, that you lose the baggage of unforgiveness. You lose the baggage of being stingy. You lose the baggage of having a hardened heart. That we look to the cross of Jesus and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking this away. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your love. Fill me with the joy that only comes from you. Have you lost something? I hope you did. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.